that guy ain't shit. Sorry ass motherfucker got nothing on me, right? Nothing.
Where are the stars in this piece of shit?
I am Big Kev.
Why do they call you Big Kev?
Ooh. I am OG.
Oh, look, he's got a billion toys.
I am Scapegoat.
Do you know what the problem is with you kids today? You guys think that all science fiction started in 1977 with Star Wars.
I say we stay here and fight it out.
OG's not actually racist against many people.
There is no racial bigotry here. Here you are all equally worthless.
I'm not really angry all the time.
This is Kevin destroying the Toy Beast Legends box set.
Fucking garbage! Why?
You know how I know that you're gay?
How? Because you're gay and you can tell who other gay people are?
I know it's fun. You're like, hey, I found buttons. Yeah. Let's push them to piss me off.
I have a Mego Isis action figure.
Almighty Isis?
BigKevsGeekStuff.com.
You fuckers think that just because a guy reads comics he can't start some shit? I'll fucking take all you want!
I'm so... lonely, so lonely, so lonely and sad, real alone. Give no one just.
Howdy!
Yo.
Oh, sorry.
That ain't right.
Sorry.
Dude, this is my house. I don't want it to be blowed up.
Statistically, only one of you is the racist, though, I thought.
That's right. Statistically, only one of the three of us in this room has perhaps racial tendencies.
I think this is all about... this is really all about Spider-Man. I think Korea 2 wants Spider-Man.
I think Kim Jong-un wants... You either give them Spider-Man or this shit's going to continue.
Or it's going to get ugly.
Because they rule the movie business. So
this is Big Kev's Geek Stuff, episode 355. You can check us out online at bkgeekstuff.com.
Whoa.
What?
You didn't say what the title
was. I'm getting into it.
You said this is the episode 355. You can reach us, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, I was just going to go into that, and then I was just going to go into an episode title.
Traditionally, what we say is, this is episode such and such, and then there's
But we're breaking tradition. Much like movie theaters and movie studios traditionally don't cancel films based on unbiased terrorist threats.
Okay.
Just sound.
No, it's a good point. No.
But we are calling this this episode. What did we decide on after many iterations?
Kim Jong-Unterview.
Interview. There you go.
So, is this the German version of the program?
Yes.
Interview. Yeah.
Breaking news.
Breaking news.
Because it literally was just announced. Wasn't it like 10 or 15 minutes ago?
There's the breaking news. That's right. Music is right there.
The news ticker. What is this? 1960 something?
We bring you live coverage.
I'm just using that. I'm not even using actual.
No, there's a thing.
I know there's a thing.
We have a thing for breaking news.
Yes. So earlier today, Regal Cinemas, AMC, Cineplex, and a couple of others.
Rainbow
said they were going to pull the Interview from their theaters for the Christmas Day release.
Uh-huh.
And that is because there was a threat delivered by the hacking group that referenced 9/11.
What is the name of the group?
I have no idea.
Something for Peace.
Green for Peace?
Yeah, for Peace is in the title. That's kind of like countries that if they have the more people's Democratic and Republican in the title, the more of a dictatorship shithole it really is.
Right.
If you're is for peace, but you're also threatening terrorist attacks akin to 9/11, like you're not for peace.
Do you really
think that, People's Republic of Canada?
Do you really think that that's just like a translation issue? Like maybe it's like...
It's actually war, but
it's... For pieces or something?
Yeah, like that's really funny.
But anyway... I guess maybe just about a half an hour ago at this point, based on when we're recording.
Yep, just a half an hour ago.
Sony has actually postponed the release now. It will not be... they haven't pulled it entirely.
Okay.
I've heard postponed.
There's conflicting.
I've heard considered for VOD,
mm-hmm.
and I've heard for a potential later release.
Yes.
So I think it's a little early to know, because Sony hasn't released an official statement. This is all kind of like a...
No. Sony did release an official statement that it would not be opening on Christmas.
Right, but that's it.
I don't believe they offered any additional
Correct.
Details.
Wait. Later when? So they can get hacked again after this whole fiasco?
No, yes.
It's not near the holidays.
I think that they maybe want to investigate maybe more thoroughly whether or not the threats are actually serious. Although, I think Homeland Security has already said, there's been no chatter.
Yeah, it's not real.
It's not real as far as they can tell. I gotta say this. As much as I think that it sucks that Sony has to do this, I don't entirely blame Sony. Because, God forbid, something actually did happen. Sony's already in a lot of shit right now. I don't know that they want like a shooting at a theater on their heads on Christmas Day.
I understand that they have really pissed off Angelina Jolie. So if she decides to mobilize her children against
different country.
I'm just saying.
They're going to throw sand at them?
I'm just saying. She got kids. She got the rainbow of fruit flavors, son. She's all over.
We're not. Are we going to discuss the hacks in general, or should we stay away from that?
We talked a little bit about them last week. I don't know that there have been further developments in the hacks. Alex Trebek was going to threaten to leave Jeopardy. I don't understand.
And I agree. Yeah. And I thought about this beforehand, and then this has become a news story because there was an editorial written by Aaron Sorkin about it, which I find ironic as shit, because literally they're talking about the editorial that says the media shouldn't talk about it, and the headline on CNN says, "Journalist, please stop reporting on the Sony hack," while they're talking about the Sony hack. I just want to punch them in the mouth.
Of course. It's
fucking ridiculous. But I agree. Like, why NSA? We don't care anymore. Everyone can read all of our shit. Doesn't matter no matter what. None of this stuff is actually, most of this stuff is not actually newsworthy at all. Don't get me wrong. The Spider-Man stuff's interesting, whatever. It's nice to see the behind the scenes of what really goes on, which is the whole point of why people watch Entourage, to see all the drama and all this kind of stuff.
Sure.
But it shut the fuck up. Like, I don't understand. And we're not talking about real news. Everyone is distracted from all the cop stuff, all the Ferguson stuff. Everyone doesn't care anymore because Angelina Jolie got insulted by an executive. And are you really? That's what we need to focus on?
I do agree, though. I do agree that there's a pretty big problem. The Angelina Jolie shit and all the petty shit is petty and it's silly.
Yeah, but we know about it because the media is reporting it, not because the hackers leaked it.
I think the more important bit, though, is that the media is running with what has been rightfully called stolen information.
Well, they've been doing that forever. And then they're going to claim, well, look at the Pentagon Papers and the whole Snowden thing. Right, but that stuff is newsworthy and affects Americans.
Right.
This has nothing to do with it. It's just gossip reported by the media as fact. This
affects American film, sir.
No, it doesn't. All of it is old emails.
Right.
None of it affects anything. Otherwise, you would have heard an announcement that they actually bought Spider-Man.
So is this unprecedented? Sony pulling the film, is this unprecedented?
Probably.
No. I don't think it's been done before.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
It's been done before that internet hackers that are vaguely associated with North Korea have threatened an American entity to pull a film based on the threat of terrorism.
The answer to that, based on that, is no, this has never happened before. Right. The answer to, have we ever pulled a film based on
terroristic threats?
No, we pulled, what was the Schwarzenegger film? Collateral Damage got pulled. When was that?
For what purpose?
It got postponed.
Because it was 9/11.
It was close to 9/11.
Terrorist related or something like that.
But okay.
So that was the one.
That was an internal touchy-feely
decision.
They didn't
pull it because they were scared.
Right. It wasn't because someone else had made a terroristic threat.
So as far as pulling something because we're scared of how people might react. No, I don't think so. I can name a few movies that probably should have been pulled because they should have been scared of how people were going to react.
Yeah, Man of Steel. You know, I went back and watched.
A great example.
I went back and watched Man of Steel.
Yeah,
this past
was,
week.
Was it better?
No.
Yeah, I watched it too.
I actually liked it less.
I know.
I think the first time I watched it, I gritted my teeth so hard, and I knew I was going to be displeased that I was able to like forgive it. But now that I've had time to really think it, and I actually digested it a bit more. I really hated it. And there's a couple of things that really bothered me.
Like it's a disjointed piece of shit?
This is really off topic, so I'm just going to hit it really quick. I normally like Amy Adams, but her resting bitch face the entire film really bothered me. I just got to say it. That's point one. Point two, all the people that, when they were talking about Dawn of Justice, whatever the fuck the name of the second movie is, whatever it is, and they were talking about how Lois Lane is going to know who Clark Kent is. Yeah, well, no fucking shit. She knows the whole movie.
Yeah,
she figures it out like in the first hour.
And not only that, but then they have at the end of the movie, he comes to work at the Daily Planet.
Yeah,
which somehow is miraculously fixed.
Well, miracles. Can I also say that it really bothers me that that Superman tells that one American general. I really had time to analyze this. Tells the American general at the end, why should you trust me? I grew up in Kansas. Don't you think that maybe you want to keep that close to the vest? It doesn't become really hard to figure out who you are once you pinpoint down where you grew up.
It's almost kind of...
Just saying.
They're kind of almost going, maybe a little bit, they're borrowing a little cup of sugar from Captain America, where they've kind of disregarded... And Iron Man, in a sense, also. Where they're kind of like, look... they're not going to be able to hide forever. It's sure. the 21st century.
Sure.
It's not the 1940s anymore when, you know, the dude with okay. the little press ticket stuck in his hat.
But you know what,
you know,
though?
Gets access to shit.
Then do it all or nothing. Make an executive decision totally that they know who you. He is. Or
hold on, you mean they did something half-assed in the movie?
I know, but we're not gonna spend any more time. We're not gonna spend any more time on this.
Good.
Let's talk about television, though. Some television shows. We are in mid seasons now.
Speaking of Aaron Sorkin, as Scapegoat was earlier, maybe instead of making statements on this issue, he might have made a statement about why the fuck they canceled Newsroom. Why the fuck he decided he didn't want to do it anymore?
Why did
he's
they
done.
Cancel it?
He said he was done.
But did HBO cancel it, or did he decide
Sorkin
to not?
No, Sorkin's like, I'll do one more right. short season.
I can do The West Wing for 18 years.
He left after season three or four of The West Wing. Actually,
oh, is that what
sir.
It was?
Yes.
But
so,
wasn't he still executive producer?
To make money because it was his idea. Yeah, he wasn't involved in the show. He doesn't necessarily want to do TV anymore. He's wanted to write movies. He's getting paid a lot of money by Sony to write movies.
I heard that.
And he's done. So he did one more season. And I don't want him writing the show if he doesn't want to be writing the show, because then it'll turn into a pile of dog shit.
Right, I don't disagree. What I'm
but
saying
at
is,
the same time, I'm really mad that now it's over forever, exactly. and there are only six episodes.
Let me ask this, and having never watched it, do you think someone other than Aaron Sorkin could have picked the ball and run
not
it?
A chance in hell.
Okay.
Dialogue was so Sorkin.
So it's appropriate if he doesn't want to be involved in it that the project just...
Yeah, correct. Much just like The Incredibles. Much like The Incredibles, they shouldn't touch that movie until Brad Bird's ready. Now Brad Bird's ready. They're touching him 10 years later, whatever the fuck. Same thing. Like, I don't want to see any Newsroom without Sorkin involved. But yeah, it's upsetting.
But I
want to
see
over.
More Newsroom. It's the same reaction I had. I don't think we had a show then. This is the same reaction I had when they canceled... although they didn't bring it to
an
end.
You're going
to
say ER?
What?
No, go on.
When they canceled Deadwood.
Yes.
Without ending it.
Right, right, right.
You
well,
know,
that, I mean, that, unfortunately.
Well, this is different. This ended.
Yeah. No, I know that. But they knew it was going to end. They didn't know that Deadwood was going to end.
Right.
They didn't even give them, like, well, we'll do six
That's
more.
That's what I'm saying,
it
why it's different.
Yeah.
Because it's just like, and good luck. I'm cliffhanger saying, for the rest of your life.
I'm not comparing them. I'm saying
yeah.
this was the same
that
reaction
shit,
I had.
That shit bothered me. And there are a couple other shows that have done that. They just. End and there's no finale.
Like the bitch.
John Doe was the show. I don't know if anyone remembers
John
that
Doe
at all. It was really good. Tremaine? And then it was just
did that
over.
Happen on Tremaine?
I have no idea. I stopped watching that show before it was over.
Sure you did.
Let's quickly hit
go watch Newsroom.
Yeah, go watch Newsroom. There you go. Holiday binge. Go watch Newsroom.
Also, go check out a show called Black Mirror.
Yes.
It is all on Netflix. It is Sherlock-y in terms of there are two series of three episodes each. The
this
episodes
is a
are
British
anywhere.
Show. Is it,
yes,
is it
their nice? Episodes are
oh,
anywhere
yeah,
between 40 and 60 minutes.
Yep.
And catch up. And if you're lucky enough to catch up literally by accident, like I did, a Christmas special just came out yesterday. For the beginning of series three. So you
now,
can actually check
that out.
I heard
about this a couple months ago, and I just haven't had a chance to check it out yet.
Really good. Darker, more modern, grittier version, Twilight Zone-esque.
Okay.
Now, I just want to ask Scapegoat, do you know when the new season of Downton Abbey will be showing in the U.S.?
Don't care. I mean, I don't know.
All right.
That's for you downstairs, people.
Some of our other big shows wrapped up. We kind of teased some of them last week, but we didn't talk about them in any sort of detail.
No, mid-season
so
finale.
Let's start with S.H.I.E.L.D. At this point, if you haven't watched them, sorry. Let's start with S.H.I.E.L.D. Holy shit.
Yeah.
Awesome. I mean, we kind of called it.
Right.
That it was going
way in
this
the beginning.
Direction.
Yeah.
Like season one, we called this.
Yes.
Yeah. I can't believe they killed Gunn. Oh, he's not Gunn on that
no,
show.
No, he's Trip.
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 Yeah.
Yeah, I was kind of bummed.
I was really
bummed
about that.
But,
I'd have liked the other guy to die.
The other, yeah.
The other feller.
Yeah.
And to keep Trip, because I liked his character a lot better.
I liked that Trip's, like, grandfather was a Howling Commando.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
All of that stuff was
all
really
that
interesting.
Was so great.
Quake. It's pretty nice.
Yeah.
And Mr. Hyde, or Hyde. I guess he's just Hyde in the Marvel Universe. So that dynamic is cool. Obviously, the Inhumans, even though they haven't, I don't think they actually said it, but. Did they actually
no,
say
that's
it?
No. What it is.
But it is.
But they
right?
released Terrigan
you know
Mist.
Came out of
yeah,
the, from
yeah
the, that was what that
of
was.
Of course.
Yeah.
At the end, the dude at the end of the episode is the is another Inhuman character, Reader. So that was pretty. I mean, clearly they're going in that direction.
Yep.
It really just made this show so much more important to the Marvel universe.
What I want to know though is how they're going to spin this.
How are we going to wait 4 years for a movie?
For the it's not. Is it for the Inhumans?
Isn't it
for
2017?
2018, isn't it?
Yeah.
3 years.
Yeah, I mean, it's almost 2015. I mean,
yeah.
days away.
The point is how are they going to spin this out? First of all, are they now going to keep S.H.I.E.L.D. on TV for 3 years to support this movie?
Well, they may or may not. If the ratings are good, why not? Right?
No, I don't disagree with that. But
it also interacts with the rest of the universe.
I don't think they actually have to introduce all. I don't think they have to give us all the big names right away. They can tease other characters. Like, I think we said this early on. I think Scarlet Witch and Quicksilver are going to end up being Inhumans in this world. That's how they have their powers. We know that there are more of the obelisks, right? Or what were they called? They weren't called obelisks. They were called...
There was a key, right?
You know, the thing.
Yeah.
The bit. We know that there are more of them. We know there are more of them, which means there are more people who can become supers or gain their powers or whatever, right? And the chamber doesn't necessarily have to be destroyed.
Right, but we also don't know how far that thing reverberated. Like, that could have awoken a bunch of people.
Oh, absolutely. Although the mist, so with the Inhumans, the mist is kind of contained within that chamber. I think that's the purpose of the chamber closing. Yes. And it was really Quake's power that kind of triggered everything else that happened within that chamber.
Yeah.
So,
what's her name become?
Well, there is a Reyna.
Yeah.
In the Marvel Universe, but she's like, Savage Land? She was a Savage Land character. She was kind of like a, she was kind of almost like a dinosaur flying character. Really bizarre. I don't know. All we saw is spines coming out of her.
I know. I mean, they're clearly going somewhere.
They're going somewhere with her.
All right.
Let's go do Flash quickly.
Sure.
We talked about Flash last week. So we don't have to talk about Arrow. Flash, but we could talk about Arrow. The funniest thing about Arrow to me is all of the people who are watching Arrow that have no comic sense.
Right.
But also have no common sense. Zero common. Like, I saw a lot of people talking about, if he's dead, I'm not watching that show anymore. In any show that you watch, have they ever killed off the main character? Long term and continued the show? You can't kill off Arrow.
Homeland.
What show?
Game of Thrones.
Okay, yes, but the difference with both of those shows...
They're on premium networks?
No, not...
And they're ensemble-based?
Homeland wasn't named after a specific character.
No,
Game of Thrones wasn't called Sean Bean, the show. I can't even think of his character's name.
Ned Stark, the show.
Do you know what I mean? This is called Arrow. You're not going to kill off Arrow on Arrow. That's just common sense.
But what if there was another person who would pick up the Arrow mantle, sir?
Connor Hawke is way too young.
Connor Hawke.
He's three on the show, or four. And Roy is clearly not going to become it. And it was Ra's al Ghul. There's a fucking Lazarus pit somewhere.
Oh, well, that's true.
I mean, and the episode ends with him falling off a cliff. So one of two things is going to happen.
Into the Lazarus pit.
Either Slade is going to find him. Slade breaks out. And finds him is one thought, or the dude.
I think
dude,
it's too early
Asian
to bring
dude.
Slade back.
I think the Asian dude that
guy who's helping him,
is gonna bring him to the
bring
pit.
Him to a Lazarus pit. Yeah.
They bring him to a Lazarus pit. One of two. That's the two things.
Or maybe what's her name is gonna help because she knows that he didn't kill her.
Who, Nyssa?
Yeah,
maybe.
I like
Thea
her.
Is clearly
I'm
become,
biased. I just like her a lot.
I know you do. And Thea is clearly gonna become Cheshire. I think that's the DC character that they're leading her towards. So Arrow was really good.
Yep.
That was a good wrap up.
He's a good Roz.
I thought he was a pretty good Roz.
He's actually pretty solid.
That's pretty good. And how did people not pick up?
He needs to mind his surroundings.
60, it's been 67 years since anybody's been challenged me, but the dude doesn't look a day over 36.
Yeah,
like no one picked up. There might be something fishy going on.
Well, they're clearly open to that. I mean, haven't they always said that they were open to magic and weird shit in this universe?
No, actually, originally they said that they weren't, but that all changed with The Flash, that all changed with Mirakuru in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
I mean, they've skirted that.
Right.
And clearly the show is developing partially out of necessity.
Yeah.
And I don't mind that it's developing past that. I think having the first season be very kind of strict with that rule made a lot of sense. And as the show develops, you've got to expand your parameters.
Lazarus Pit,
100%.
Did Homeland end this week? Series finale or season finale?
I think it's mid-season. I don't think it's over.
No, they don't split.
Then maybe. But that was intense.
Yes,
you should.
Last week's was more intense
than this week's.
This week's.
Mm.
This week's is pretty good. Peter Quill is quite a character for TV.
Peter Quill?
Peter Quill.
Yeah.
You mean Peter, from Quinn. Guardians Quinn. Of the Galaxy?
Sorry. I'm like, Quinn. Star Wars? Quinn. I have to go back and watch Homeland now.
No one can do that. No one can make that mistake. Peter Quinn, you know who I mean.
Yeah.
Quinn. I just think he's a great character.
Yeah, it's good. So you're admitting that it's a good show again now with me.
No, what I'm admitting is it's not the same show.
Correct.
But the first five episodes of the season were weak as hell. Yeah, It definitely picked up, but it's not the same.
It's really interesting. I think the reveal is also really...
The dynamic is gone.
The reveal is really interesting because it speaks to what has been happening for the past several seasons, which is a big writing thing. So we'll see.
Let's talk two more things really quickly in the OG doesn't give a fuck department.
Oh.
Viola Davis has been cast as Amanda Waller in the Suicide Squad movie.
Oh.
I'll tell you why I don't care about this. I hate Amanda Waller as a character, which I've said many times on this show, and I can give two shits about the Suicide
and
Squad.
And it's Viola Davis?
I know, who actually is a great actress.
You know what?
But
you know what's really sad about that? It's not Oprah Winfrey.
No, you know what's really sad about that? It's a Suicide Squad movie. Moving along.
Wait, hold on. You mean the Ocean's 11 of comic book movies?
Is that what it is? I'm going to skip this story. Let's talk about Tim Burton really quick. Did you read this Tim Burton, aside from the fact that he says that Beetlejuice is actually happening now, and Winona Ryder, Beetlejuice 2, by the way, and Winona Ryder is on board, and so is Michael Keaton?
Well, because they're both doing what?
Birdman? I don't know. What are they both doing?
Well, so who else do they have to get back on board here? Alec Baldwin? Gina Davis? Not doing anything.
Actually, I don't think you need either of those characters.
I totally agree with you. Yeah. I don't think you need either one. However, it would be nice to have them both. So who does that leave?
Lotho is dead.
He's not dead.
I thought that guy died.
No, he's not dead. Glenn Shadix?
Yeah.
No, he's not dead. I thought he died. What's his name? Jeffrey...
Kid Toucher.
The Kid Toucher. Jeffrey, yeah. What's his name?
Yeah.
Who is exonerated from that, by the way. And what's her name we know is still around because she does all of those...
Christopher Guest movies.
Catherine O'Hara, yeah. So there isn't anybody in that film who's out of reach.
I think it would actually just... I think you need to move on from those characters. I think Winona Ryder's character makes sense.
Yeah, but Winona Ryder's character, when the movie ends, they're all living happily in the house with the ghosts.
I know, but like... I don't know. I kind of think that
if he got Michael Keaton to do Beetlejuice again, I'm in. I don't give a shit what the
fuck.
Of
course I'm in. That's not the
crazy part.
Winona
Ryder's kind of like, you know, that's great and all, but I'm totally in.
I want to talk about what he had to say about superhero films.
Oh.
While promoting his new film, Big Eyes, which, by the way, I really want to see. That's a really interesting story, by the way. The real story, the real life story behind that.
Those are two very good actors.
What? Oh, for Big Eyes?
Yeah. Waltz. Mm-hmm.
Marvel, they have their thing, and there's a certain formula to it all, which seems to still be working. But how many times can you say you're wearing a funny costume with the tights and stuff? That's been going on for 20 years now. Yes, we all know that superheroes are damaged individuals. Maybe we need to see a happy superhero. And then he goes, I remember Batman getting so much flack and criticism at the time for being too dark, and now 20 to 30 years later, it looks like a lighthearted romp. It's such a strange thing to go through.
That's true.
That is true. However, I strongly disagree with his comments regarding Marvel. I think Marvel movies have proven that they can be very light and you can have a happy... I went back and watched Guardians of the Galaxy again. That's the perfect example of a fun, lighthearted superhero movie. And I would argue that even the Iron Man movies in a lot of ways
The third one, which is what he's probably talking about, that even though you have the mirth of a Tony Stark, that end of that third movie is... really the whole of the third movie is him dealing with post-traumatic stress.
And him really talking about depressing movies and sad movies. Tim Burton? Really? Like King God? Like, really? Like... The Demon Barber, Edward Scissorhands, Sleepy Hollow.
I think you just go as far as Edward Scissorhands.
I mean, it's the guy's not exactly
one of the saddest movies ever.
He doesn't exactly... Big Fish, I think, is the closest thing to maybe something sort of lighthearted.
That was sad, too.
Depressing as shit, but sort of bright.
The funniest movie he made was probably Batman.
Beetlejuice was probably the funniest movie
he's made.
Oh, that's
true, Beetlejuice, yeah.
I mean, you could actually call Beetlejuice, you know, a comedy,
even,
I think.
Even Frankenweenie. The kid loses his fucking dog and has to, like, resort to science to bring it back.
All right.
Science?
Science!
I want to talk one more thing, and then I think maybe we'll take a break, because we don't have a lot of product. And I think we're keeping tonight's show a little bit short.
Yes.
So we're going to take a break after one more thing. Clickbait. We know what clickbait is, right? It's websites using horseshit headlines to generate traffic.
Either horseshit headlines or some of them are actually paid advertisements, but yes. They don't tell you that.
Yes.
You'll never believe what Khloe Kardashian was wearing at this award show.
Seven of the worst things that you've never heard of.
We should just start doing some for our site.
So yesterday, we should. That would be really funny. Yesterday,
six easy ways to lose weight that you'll never believe.
Yeah, exactly.
One, don't eat. Two, get cancer.
The fork and bucket. Start without me, guys. The Lonely Chef. One of my favorite Carlin bits ever. Rich cunt, don't want to eat? Fucker. One of my favorite Carlin bits ever.
We should totally do those. Oh my God, that would be so much fun.
So yesterday, every website under the sun, IGN, Ain't It Cool, Movie Web, Coming Soon, all had some sort of headline that they were blasting all over social media. Orlando Bloom in an interview says that Pirates 5 is going to be a reboot. Naturally, you click on that. You're like, what the fuck? Really? They're going to reboot that? That seems a bit odd. And then you click on the article and you actually read what Orlando Bloom had to say. I'm not entirely sure that I'll be back just yet, but there have been talks. Basically, they want to reboot the whole franchise, I think. They want to do something with me and the relationship with my son. I'm, of course, Davy Jones now, and so I'm down at the bottom of the ocean. It might be kind of fun to do something where I'm rumbling around at the bottom of the ocean because I won't look anything like me. I'll look all gnarly. So anybody who actually read
that's
that...
That's the opposite of a reboot.
That's the exact opposite of a reboot. I think Orlando Bloom got tripped up, and what he was saying
he also may not know what the canonical reboot term means.
I think what he's saying is they want to go back to where they ended off with 3 as opposed to a continuation of 4. So maybe he got tripped up. But anybody with any sort of reading comprehension skills should be able to tell you that's not a reboot. That's a continuation of the story. And I'm glad that that a lot of people called these sites out yesterday and today. We're saying it's not a reboot. This is bullshit. Actually pay attention to what you're printing. I just wanted to bring it up because I think it's kind of horseshit. Clickbait in general is horseshit.
Agreed.
And come on, sites. You're not Latino Review. Don't stoop to their level. I'm just saying.
Even Latino Review came out yesterday and said, yo, that's bullshit, man.
Latino Review said was that Davy Jones was probably cast in episode 8.
Speaking of just a tiny sidebar.
Yes.
Speaking of Legolas.
Yes.
The goat and I saw Battle of the Five Armies today.
And how was it?
Pretty fucking amazing.
And did I hear correctly that Peter Jackson may not be done with Middle Earth?
No. You heard, unless something changed today, the exact opposite of that. He put out a statement about a week ago. I was just telling Scapegoat about this.
About a week ago.
Where he said that all of the properties of the Tolkien books that are available have now been made into movies.
Good.
That's it. Christopher Tolkien, who is not a fan, by the way, of the films, has said that he will not release any of the other material, Silmarillion and so forth, Unfinished Tales and so on. He will not release that material to be made into these movies that he doesn't agree with.
Because he's an untalented hack who's just playing off of
his famous name. Yeah. And so, therefore, this is probably, very likely, the last of the movies until they reboot
They should
Lord
not
of the Rings.
Reboot Lord of the Rings.
They should not reboot Lord of the Rings.
No, they shouldn't.
They should do, I could see them doing, and I talked about this, I could see them doing a remastered special effects thing where they re-release it and then 2 years later re-release the unremastered version because people complain about it. But other than that, I can't see them redoing.
You know how sometimes like Nat Geo or Discovery, they do shows that are not that are fiction based, kind of sort of reality campy. I would love if ever given the opportunity for one of those channels to maybe in a multi-season sort of serialized storytelling tackle the Silmarillion, but not tackle it as a movie. Kind of tackle it almost as
if it
like
were history,
pseudo-documentary.
Yeah,
like when they do the thing on dragons.
Yeah, or like the Blackbeard movie that Nat Geo put out years ago, where you actually have narrators kind of coming in and they're going like, but you have recreations of key events, and that could be very interesting. That being said, I don't think Middle Earth should be touched for a while.
No,
leave it alone.
It's done.
That
said, though, what a nice out point to go out on.
I gotta say, I got a little misty. I saw a photo today. It was a set photo of
Saruman.
Saruman, the his last day of filming on the set.
Christopher,
92. Is that how old he is?
Yeah.
Jeez. I mean, I'm happy that he got to finish it. And he did, he's had he such had a some great moves
for a 92-year-old guy.
Yeah, he's like so, he's like the Yoda so of
not him. So not him. It's really funny.
But with that, I think we'll take our first break.
With that is okay. Dangerous.
With that, we'll take our first break. And we're going to come back with a bunch of Star Wars related things.
Yes.
And I think that's it.
So we'll take our first break on this episode, episode 355 of Big Kev's Geek Stuff, which we are calling Kim Jong, no, interview.
Is it Kim Jong interview?
Kim Jong interview.
There you go.
Kim Jong interview. Yeah.
What the fuck was that? Your sister has turned into a zombie.
Hey, gang, this is Bruce Campbell, and you are listening to Big Kev's Geek Stuff. Ha ha!
Well, hello, Mr. Fancy Pants.
Go fuck yourself.
What the fuck was that? It's the Evil Dead!
And we are back. It always frightens
me. We're barely back.
It always frightens me. It's scary. It has a momentary every pause. Week. Yeah, it like things.
It's like we're living like with friendly ghosts.
You know what we should say, though? What? The next 2 weeks when we don't have a show,
that's
it's
right.
Not because our equipment blew up.
That's right. It's because we're taking a holiday break.
Holiday.
Actually, we got threats. That's it. So we canceled it. We pulled it for a couple of weeks to reconsider.
We threatened Marvel, and that's Marvel right. Said, we will blow your shit up.
Toy Biz. This is Jesse Falcon and Zach and the Revenge all these years later.
I'm going to kind of say that we didn't. I'm going to make sure that that's a joke because I don't want legal action from Marvel.
That's a ha-ha moment.
They're now Disney. They reach all the way to local theater groups to fuck them over. I don't need to get fucked over by Disney lawyers.
You know what,
I like you. Good stuff, guys.
Real quick, since we said Jesse Falcon, which made me think of Hasbro, I just want to say a very quick congratulations to Joe Moscone, who is no longer a contact with Hasbro. He's moved on to bigger and better things.
Yes.
But we do welcome Justin
Acklin,
who we've known for years.
Years.
So congratulations to Justin and Joe both.
We've known him as Joe's bitch. We actually mentioned that like 2 weeks
ago. Oh, did we mention
it? We should send them a gift of some kind.
We should.
And you know what would be a great gift?
That's right.
MyOneSweetWorld.com.
That's right.
All spelled out.
Idea.
All spelled out. You can order $60 worth of stuff for them, I say. And then we get fruit salad covered in dark chocolate.
That's right.
I think the customer gets it.
No, fuck that. We order the gift.
Oh, we
order
it.
They'll get the chocolate barbecue sauce or awesome, delicious truffle.
We keep the salad, whatever.
We'll keep the healthy part.
That's right.
The dark chocolate covered fruit. And that's how we do it. So December, order something, $60 or more. You get dark chocolate fruit.
Right. So sadly, you cannot get the guaranteed Christmas delivery, but you can still get New Year's, and there's still a great time to give plenty of gifts.
Kwanzaa.
Check out. That's right.
All of Kwanzaa.
Check out MyOneSweetWorld.com.
Here's the thing.
Chocolate is good all year long.
That's right.
Not just at the holidays.
So is fruit.
And we would like for My One Sweet World to continue to sponsor this show.
Sure.
So go and buy some chocolatey goodness from their site. They have lovely products.
They do.
Lovely, tasty products.
We've had some.
We have.
They're delicious.
And it's delicious. So please continue to check them out. Of course, remember, supporting the sponsor supports the show and everybody wins.
I do want the barbecue sauce.
I know.
It's a good thing.
I know. I'm just saying. All right, let's move on.
Yes.
We have all sorts of Star Wars related things to talk about.
Let's talk about the Star Wars.
Yoda will appear in an upcoming episode of Star Wars Rebels.
The first episode.
Back from the break, right?
Which is January 6th, I want to say, thereabout.
According to the executive producer, Dave Filoni. Yes, we will mention that. Yeah. Frank Oz is coming back to do the voice. I felt personally to keep Yoda as this disembodied thing, it would confuse the audiences less, says executive producer Dave Filoni, who also directed the installment for TV Guide where he did this interview. I didn't want you to think Yoda could be teleporting from planet to planet. He said that in response to, don't worry, Yoda is not leaving Exile on Dagobah. It's probably just going to be some sort of forced communication.
So that said, I thought we could have done without this. I thought there was no reason for Yoda to, in any way, shape, or form, connect with the Force and in any way come out of hiding, be it via Force or anything else. I just thought it was well enough left alone.
I don't know. I think it's going to depend on how it affects the story. 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 episodes from now. Like, if it has some sort of significant impact on Kanan continuing to put together the Rebels, continuing to train Ezra.
Which is what it's about.
Then I'm okay with it.
Okay.
Because then it kind of leads into Yoda having some sort of touch with what's going on the rest of the world when we see him again.
Sure. Or maybe he's the mastermind.
Maybe.
Because, you know, they say how they're all coordinated and you can't trust whatever. Maybe Yoda is kind of involved. Or at least it's how he learns how to train him because he's clearly shitty at it right now.
Right. Maybe he gets some guidance from Yoda in order to help train Ezra. That could be.
They're also floating that rumor of this still this season or possibly early next season could be Boba Fett.
That, I think, could be left alone.
So that's what I'm saying.
That could be left alone.
Aren't they doing a whole standalone movie for Boba Fett?
That's the rumor. That is yet to be confirmed.
Well, my guess is we're going to start hearing more about that pretty soon. Scapegoat and I also got to see the IMAX trailer
for
Star Wars Episode 7.
Where we now know all the characters' names.
Yes.
Yes, we do know all of the characters' names and a new character as well. But let's go to the characters that we know first. All of the characters that were in the trailer were revealed through Star Wars in a very clever way, I thought. Mm-hmm. They took the old vintage trading card style. They took the images,
them up.
Put them on, right, and named them. So the ball droid is BB-8.
Which apparently is practical effects, right?
It is practical effects. Yep. Actually, in an interview with Mark Hamill, he said he actually
played with
it.
He got to roll
on
him
set.
Around.
He got to roll it around on set. Poe Dameron is the X-Wing pilot that we see.
Is that John Boyega?
No, John Boyega is Finn.
Oh, he's Finn, the black guy.
The black guy, and that's the stormtrooper. Right. Kylo Ren. No, Oscar Isaac is the...
Oscar Isaac is the X-Wing pilot, right?
Kylo Ren is the Sith, or the saber guy.
Uh-huh.
And then the other cards just say, stormtroopers prepare for battle, X-Wings in formation, and of course the Millennium Falcon. For those other key images. Oh, and I'm sorry, I forgot Rey.
Rey.
On her speeder.
Uh-huh.
Was the other card.
Who thinks that's her real name? The character's real name.
I don't see a reason
for why would they not?
I don't think it's her real name. I think it's...
It could be her nickname.
I think it's a name that she's using. I think it's a name that... I just don't think that her name is Rey.
Okay.
I don't know. I just got this strong...
Rey Solo? It could
work. Yeah, I just really got this strong impression that her name is not actually Rey.
I wouldn't be surprised if they changed the names away from Jason and Jaina.
Not that it's Jason or it should be. It should be, but that's not the issue. What I'm saying is I just got the distinct impression that her name was not Rey. She doesn't belong scrapping.
You're just having a premonition?
Yeah, not a premonition. I'm just saying it didn't strike me as truth. It struck me in the way that no, it's not Khan struck me.
Right. All right.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay. A couple of websites. I guess it was Stitch Kingdom is the name of the website. Uncovered. You know, when these big studios are registering or preparing for movie releases, certain things they make trademarks. So this one site discovered a new trademark made by Lucasfilm. Captain Phasma was the character's name. Now, there is no existing Captain Phasma in the current Lucas universe, except in some fan fiction story called The Fist of Tarkin. And the character in that is the daughter of a commander underneath Tarkin. So there's been some speculation that it's going to be Gwendolyn Christie is the one playing the character. What I think, if that is the case...
They're taking fan fiction and making it canon, but getting rid of things that were canon?
Well, no, but...
Yes.
They said that they were going to pull from all things.
No, I understand.
And look, if it's a good character, actually I'm just saying
whoever wrote that fanfic better get paid.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure there's something behind the scenes going on. I can't imagine it. You know,
because that's how fanfic works.
Actually, yeah.
They have the right. They can do whatever they want with
your fuck you. You made. You used our shit.
That's it.
So we're taking your character.
I don't think they will for PR reasons. Well, they legally could.
Eminent domain.
I think that there's a good possibility that less likely maybe for the movie, although it's possible.
Rebels.
No, actually, I was thinking that maybe for the Tarkin book that's coming out.
Tarkin book's already out.
Oh, is it already out? Yeah. I didn't think it was out already.
Yeah, it's come out already.
Oh, I thought it was still in the works. So then maybe it is for the movie.
And they've announced the third one now as well.
Oh, okay. So then scrap that.
The third one, which I cannot remember the name of at the moment, I regret to say, has a very interesting cover. It is Asajj
Ventress.
Yes. Asajj Ventress and your and my favorite rogue Jedi. Oh my God, what's his name? I can't believe I'm freezing on this now. Can you put the show on hold for a second? It's Quinlan Vos.
Oh, okay. I remember.
So it's Asajj Ventress and Quinlan Vos will be the main characters in the story. They clearly survived the Clone Wars because this takes place after.
But Asajj, I thought Asajj is killed in Clone Wars.
Was she?
Yes.
No, she wasn't. You didn't see her dead in Clone Wars.
Yes, you did.
No, you didn't.
I'm pretty sure.
No, you need to watch that last season.
She has a death, though, on the book. Oh, is it not in Clone Wars? It's in a comic or something, and none of that's canon anymore?
Also, remember, Clone Wars is not canon any longer.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
Oh, Clone Wars
is? Yes, it is.
Oh, I thought Clone Wars was
Clone Wars is the only thing that is.
Rebels, the movies. Okay. That's it.
Yeah.
And the books that they're putting out now.
But the Clone Wars, not Clone Wars.
Right, right, right. Right.
Okay. And this book is going to come out in the summer of 2015. And
so it is not out yet.
No, I said the summer.
Oh, this is the one after
the book that we're talking about. Yeah.
Sorry.
Very quickly on the Star Wars front, Disney chairman and CEO Bob Iger. Iger, have we decided yet?
Igor.
He's like Bon Iver. Is it just Bobby Gare?
At a at some sort of breakfast engagement, said there will be a much larger Star Wars presence in all of our parks globally, but we want to do this big, which takes time and to do it right. I didn't want someone to say, I just saw the movie and there's nothing in that movie that's in this attraction. We waited to see what this film would have in it, which kind of gives us the hint that a lot of it is going to be based on
movies moving forward.
Movies moving forward. But that being said, there is enough in those movies that tie back to the original trilogy and the other that you can
make your way.
You'll be okay is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So we're getting more Star Wars in the parks, which everybody expected anyway. I don't think that's that much of a surprise, but it's nice to hear them actually say something about it.
Yep.
The only other thing I wanted to mention, unless you guys have something, do you guys have anything else?
I can't think of anything.
For those of you who have still not, for whatever reason, purchased anything from Dickie Page.
Oh, yes.
Shame on you.
Yes. Umi Toys.
I got his winter release today in the mail. Benjamin Winterbottom. First of all, he's a heavy piece of...
I know.
He's a heavy piece of resin.
I did pick him up earlier.
The sculpt is fantastic, but I think more impressive than anything else on this, that paint job... It's the blue, the light blue highlights is really, really awesome. Rich, I think, really went above and beyond. And I got to say, last year's winter piece, which was the sugar plum piece, which also a great piece with a lot of great little detail, but this one really knocks it out of the park.
You got number 9.
Because I'm special. I think I think it was a 10-piece release.
Ooh, so. Just made it in.
Number nine.
So umitoys.blogspot.com is the main site, and of course the link to the store is off of there. Rich constantly has shit going on
all the time.
Always releasing new products.
Follow him
on Facebook or Instagram or Twitter. Yep.
And
all
you'll
of
see
those
that
places
shit every day.
And
something.
Yeah, this piece really knocks it out of the park. Congratulations, Rich, again for killing it. And again, if you haven't picked up stuff from Rich before, you really need to get on that bandwagon because. His work is fantastic.
According to this, though, you must be 15 years or older.
Well, he's got to put that
UK,
on there.
In the UK, sir.
He's got to put that on there.
In the UK. So if you're exporting, you're good.
Fuck. That doesn't matter.
There are bits that could come off, I suppose.
The hat.
Choke
it
you.
Is, sure, the nose. It is made of resin, so you don't want to be chewing on it.
It's probably bad idea.
I understand what he's going with.
Mm-hmm.
Did the butt plug say 18 or older? I don't remember what packaging on butt plugs.
I don't recall.
I'll have to look. I have the packaging
rated
somewhere.
Rated X.
But with that being said,
yes,
we are going to wrap up this episode.
Oh, you
the
hear
last
that too?
Episode, of course. Yeah. This last episode of 2014.
Chris Mahanek wants to get everybody.
That's right. Happy holidays for whatever holiday you celebrate.
Lupercalia.
Yes.
That's right.
And if you celebrate no holidays, enjoy your days off.
That's right. Enjoy a couple of days off.
Unless you don't have any, in which case, enjoy listening to this at work.
If you don't celebrate any holidays, I hope someone you know celebrates holidays so that you too get some presents and are not a miserable prick.
And you know where you can get some presents?
That's no way to talk about me.
Well, you know.
Amazon.bkgeekstuff.com.
Of course, we always ask that you continue to shop there. You can still shop there, by the way, to get Christmas delivery.
Indeed.
It is not cut off yet.
Yep.
It's coming up in the next day or two, I think. And I hope nobody had anything that they were expecting from FedEx. might be delayed a little bit.
Yep.
In case you haven't heard about that.
No, what happened there?
A huge FedEx truck overturned on 287 2 days ago. Oh, packages everywhere.
No,
I didn't. Although most of the packages, I think they actually were able to get back on the truck and reroute. So I think most things were saved. But with that, don't forget you can check us out online each and every week over at bkgeekstuff.com.
Woo.
You can call us over at the GVM line.
425-92.
Clockwise, sir. Clockwise.
425-920-6050. And you may hear yourself on a future episode of Big Kev's Geek Stuff.
Still waiting to get 100 calls.
So wait, you got 100
we
calls.
Only got 98.
That's
so.
Right.
Well, yeah. So if an episode pops up in your inbox next week.
Oh, no. Oh, no. The deadline is passed.
Oh, it is.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, the only thing popping up in people's inboxes next week is a lump of coal.
Wow. Listener coal.
That's right. Check us out on Twitter at BKGeekStuff, at ScapegoatGS, and at GeekStuffOG. And I think that might be it. Yes? Ooh. No?
Yes.
Yeah.
If you haven't checked out the Serial podcast, check out the Serial
podcast. Oh my god, it's so good.
That's my recommendation for your holiday
binge. Oh my god, it's so good.
Last episode is tomorrow.
Oh, is it?
And season two, it is coming back for season two.
But it's a whole different thing.
We don't know yet. But we
It's an anthology series.
Huh? Is yes. I believe it is a whole new case.
Like True Detective.
All right, guys, we got to go. Happy holidays.
Yes, and with that, OG, we will bring this episode of Big Kev's Geek Stuff to a close. The way we bring all episodes to a close by saying goodnight, Norman Bridwell, wherever you are.
And on that note, we cue the music.
Happy holiday!
Happy holiday!
Happy holiday!
Happy holiday!
While the merry bells keep ringing. Happy holiday to you.
Happy holiday. Happy holiday.
It's the holiday season, and Santa Claus is coming round. The Christmas snow is white.